Welcome to the daily portion of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's installment contains one commandment, positive commandment 105, continuing with the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, purity and impurity from the Rambam. This time the impurity which is a result of the emission of semen, Tumas Shichva Zera. As we have been discussing in the laws of Tahara, all of the impurity we're referring to here is not a physical impurity, but rather a spiritual condition. And in the intensity of the spiritual impurity which is conveyed, there are many levels. The most intense level of impurity is Tumas Meis, the impurity conveyed by a dead body. This is known as Avia Veis HaTuma, an ultimate source of Tuma. In addition, there are other levels known as Aves HaTuma, mere sources of impurity, which will render a person or a vessel which comes in contact with them impure. In the present law of the Rambam, he is discussing the particular types of Aves HaTumais, which do not come into any of the general categories the Rambam has discussed previously. The last two commandments we have discussed is the law of the impurity of Nevela, when one contacts the flesh of a carcass, and in addition, the law of Tumas Sheretz, the dead body of any of the eight types of small animals mentioned in the Chumash. Today's commandment relates to the Tuma of Shichva Zera. When a man emits semen, this semen also has the power to render one impure. This applies both to the person who has emitted the seed, as well as anyone that might come in contact with it later. Various explanations have been advanced as to why this should be a source of impurity. One of the explanations is similar to that discussing a woman who is in Nida, who is experiencing menstrual bleeding. As we mentioned at the beginning of today's shiur, the ultimate source of impurity is a dead body. Death is an absence of holiness, an absence of life, and this itself conveys impurity. So too, in a way, the menstrual bleeding also represents a loss of life. Not an actual life, but a potential life, since the woman's menstrual bleeding indicates that she will not be producing a child as a result of this segment of her cycle. Therefore, since it represents a type of death, so to speak, we can see that it also renders one impure. In another way, so too, the seed of a man represents the same idea. Also, since his seed had the potential to the creation of another human life, its emission itself is a type of death, since it itself did not, in this case, or at least not every drop, contributed to the construction and creation of a new life. Therefore, it also represents an absence of life, and also conveys impurity. The Chinuch has another explanation for why semen should render one impure, which to paraphrase his explanation, a person has been brought to this world not to engage solely in physical acts and physical enjoyment, but rather he should allow spirituality to overpower and guide his physicality. Not that we should be removed from the physical realm, but rather use it in a spiritual way. The most physical act, and the one most involved with physical desire and enjoyment, is the emission of seed. And when a person has done so, he has, even though it is a natural function, in a way overindulged or become deeply involved and deeply affected by physical enjoyment. And therefore, says the Chinuch, the person who has emitted seed becomes impure, since he has allowed the physical enjoyment, the physical side of this world, to overpower his spiritual side. And therefore he remains impure for one day, until nightfall, in order that his thought processes should be cleared And they should once more be able to involve himself fully in the spiritual side of his life. As in other types of impurity, which we have been discussing, a person who was impure was forbidden to engage in certain activities. He would be unable to enter the temple grounds, and be unable to consume consecrated food, or even to touch consecrated food. However, there was no strict requirement for a person to become purified if he would not want to engage in one of these acts. However, in the days of Ezra established that every person who became impure as a result of emission of semen should immerse himself in a mikveh before engaging in prayer or Torah study. This is known as Tvilas Ezra, the immersion which was decreed by Ezra. The Gemara tells us, however, that this decree of Ezra eventually became nullified, and people were not forbidden from engaging in Torah study or prayer, even though they were impure from having emitted semen and were unable to immerse themselves in a mikveh. However, this is, as the Chinuch tells us, is only that we are not required to do so. But a person who desires to immerse himself in a mikveh and purify himself, midat teva chshivus ilei, it's a very good thing and a proper thing to do, v'tarvei olav bracha, and he should be blessed. Tvilas Ezra, such immersion, helps especially in a person's prayer service. As the Alter Rebbe mentions in Lakuta Teira, that there are some opinions that even though one must not immerse in order to study Torah, nevertheless, in order to pray, one must immerse in a mikveh. And although the law is not like that today, nevertheless, it is special assistance in having and being aroused in one's prayers and having them accomplish the proper result. Many other advantages are connected with this immersion in a mikveh for Tzvilas Ezra, as the Lubavitch Rebbe mentions in a letter that it helps for purification physically and spiritually, helps strengthens a person's faith in God, makes him a vessel for the dwelling of godliness. And even if one is not impure as a result of having emitted semen, there is nevertheless an important and helpful practice of immersing oneself in a mikveh every day for teisus tara, for additional purificating purposes. What should one do if one has no mikveh immediately available? In that case, if it is a case of tefilas Ezra, the person has emitted semen, in that case, the majority of authorities allow a person to pour tisha kabin, to pour water over his head. This, of course, only applies to the case of Tfilas Ezra, and of course not for any case where an actual mikveh is needed. And for this purpose, the majority of authorities say that a shower can accomplish the purpose. In addition, let's say a person is not impure as a result of having emitted semen, but wishes the additional beneficial effect of having teisus tara, an additional purity, by immersion in a mikveh, and he has no mikveh. For this, Lubavitch Rebbe Shlita mentions in a letter that for this specific type of teisus tara, a person can instead, if he has no mikveh available, learn several Mishnayos, a number of Mishnahs from Seder Tara, and particularly from the tractate dealing with mikvahs, and this will accomplish what the mikvah would have otherwise accomplished. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer Mitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.